Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. The twin crises at the heart of the government shutdown fight in Washington are coming to a head. The federal food assistance program is facing delays and uncertainty. Meanwhile, millions of Americans are set to see a dramatic rise in health insurance bills. The Trump administration's plans to freeze payments to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program have been halted by federal judges, but a delay in payouts will still likely leave millions of people short on their grocery bills. The shutdown is the second longest in history and entered its second month on Saturday, yet there is little urgency in Washington to end it. The National Transportation Safety Board says faulty engineering led to the implosion of an experimental submersible that killed five people en route to the wreck of the Titanic. The NTSB made the statement last month in its final report on the hull failure and implosion of the Titan submersible in June 2023. Everyone on board the submersible died instantly in the North Atlantic when Titan suffered a catastrophic implosion as it descended to the wreck. The NTSB report says the faulty engineering of the Titan did not meet necessary strength and durability requirements. The Department of Energy says it has finalized a $1.6 billion loan guarantee to a subsidiary of one of the nation's largest power companies to upgrade nearly 5,000 miles of transition lines across five states, mostly in the Midwest, for largely fossil fuel-run energy. The project by AEP Transmission, a subsidiary of Ohio-based American Electric Power, will help meet surging electricity demand from data centers and artificial intelligence. The project will upgrade power lines in Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Oklahoma, and West Virginia. The announcement deepens the Trump administration's commitment to traditional polluting energy sources, even as it works to discourage the U.S. from clean energy use. Millions of low-income families may face delays in receiving home heating aid due to the ongoing federal government shutdown. The federally funded Heating and Cooling Assistance Program, known as LIHEAP, serves 5.9 million households. Many of these families are also at risk of losing federal food benefits. States like Pennsylvania and Minnesota have warned applicants about potential delays in receiving heating benefits this winter. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services blames the delay and government shutdown on congressional Democrats. As temperatures drop, advocates worry the delay could have serious impacts on vulnerable households. The Mega Millions jackpot has climbed to $800 million, potentially making someone a lot richer ahead of Thanksgiving. Since no one matched all six numbers drawn on Halloween, a payout with a cash value of $371.7 million is up for grabs on Tuesday. It has been a while since the Mega Millions jackpot was won during November. The last time was in 2016, according to Mega Millions officials. During the last drawing on Friday, 557,912 winning tickets for non-jackpot prizes totaled $10.9 million. Should someone match all six numbers on Tuesday, they would win the ninth largest jackpot payout in Mega Millions history. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on Thumb Broadcasting after this.
In many countries around the world, medical care is scarce. From birth defects to serious injuries and illnesses, countless millions have no access to safe surgery. Mercy Ships is there to help. With a team of volunteer professionals, nurses, surgeons, utilizing state-of-the-art hospital ships, Mercy Ships provides free surgeries for the thousands of those who are waiting for surgery at each port.
Mercy Ships is bringing services to countries that would otherwise never be able to access those services.
We just see people that need help. You realize that they have no way of getting help, and I want them to know that they're loved.
Help make a lasting impact and turn someone's fear into joy. Find out how you can help by visiting our website at mercyships.org for more information. That's mercyships.org.
in state and local news, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has announced a $40 million plan to build a transportation hub that would return passenger train service to Michigan Central. Plans unveil the call for a hub adjacent to the former train station in Corktown. It would allow for an intercity bus service and train connecting Amtrak's Chicago-Detroit-Wolverine line through an underwater tunnel to Canada, where passengers could continue to Toronto. Michigan Central officials said an Amtrak rail line already connects Toronto to Chicago under the Detroit River, but it is only used to carry freight traffic. The plan is to build a multimodal hub west of the station where riders could board starting in 2028. J.J. McCarthy threw two touchdown passes and ran for a score in his return from an ankle injury, leading the Minnesota Vikings to a 27-24 win over the Detroit Lions on Sunday. McCarthy sealed the victory by throwing a 16-yard pass to Jalen Naylor on 3rd-and-5 from the Minnesota 28, a play that allowed Minnesota to run out the clock. The Vikings had lost 2 straight and 3 of 4. Jared Goff was 25 of 37 for 284 yards and 2 touchdowns. Sam Laporta had 97 yards receiving and a score, and Amon-Ra St. Brown had 97 yards on 9 catches. Jahmyr Gibbs was held to 25 yards rushing on 9 carries and 3 yards on 3 receptions. Technology is helping the Huron County Sheriff's Department crack down on speeders in the county. The department started using another speed alert radar trailer last month, since the Sheriff's Department put the speed radar trailer in service. There have been numerous requests from areas around the county wanting placement of the trailer in an effort to slow down some drivers. The unit also records vehicle data, such as each vehicle's time of passing and its highest speed. As with the first trailer that was purchased nearly 5 years ago, the second trailer was made possible at no cost to the county through a secondary road patrol grant of $12,000. There is a great need for housing, and the Village of Cass City has taken steps to address that need. Several property owners have been renovating second floors into 1- and 2-bedroom units. There will also be some first-floor apartments in the downtown area. Several months ago, the Village Council drafted an ordinance to allow living quarters to be created in the back of downtown businesses. However, there are some stipulations to allow living quarters on the first floor of a downtown business. The living quarters must be less than 50% of the space of the store and must be in the back of the building so there can be a business facing Main Street. Quote, "We are building the population in Cass City one person and one family at a time," noted Village Manager Debbie Powell. In addition, some new businesses have been developed in the village with more still to come. And that is the news for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net.